Broadcast video is live. Okay, cool. So I am checking this out, and this is my first attempt at using Webinar Jam. So today's special meeting is multi-purpose. So the multi-purpose for today's Happy New Year Hangout with Tom chat is to test out Webinar Jam, number one. Two, share some information that I put out to the world last month. On the fourth anniversary of my father's passing, an epiphany came to me. And I just took my big white piece of paper and started drawing triangles on it and putting words around each of the sides of the triangle. And I promised that I would show that to you. So I'll be sharing those seven triangles and what each of those sides mean, how it can simplify your life and take your results to the next level. And this is my first time on Webinar Jam, so I'm seeing the replies there. It's pretty cool. Charles, love it. Brian, you're sexy, man. You sexy, man. Yeah, you sexy, man, you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Yes. And Happy New Year to you. And, hey, let's have some fun here. It's hanging out, kind of like we're hanging out virtually. Now, I can't hear you. Like, with Webinar Jam, you can invite 9 other admins. So a total of 10 admins can be here participating in the chat. So that will be like version 2, something that Brian, you and I might be able to test out, get some people on, do a little thing for them being both able to communicate. So that would be pretty cool. All right, so I respect your time. Like I said, this is a multi-purpose thing. One is to test out Webinar Jam, and two is to share with you those 7 triangles. So first, let me see if I know how to do this. And that's interesting because it's also one of my few experiences. Yep, good to see you too. My pleasure. So it's my other... I'm not a pro at Google Hangouts, so I'm looking to see how to share my screen, which I'm sure I'll find out shortly. So please bear with me. I will get better at this as I progress. Not now. Okay. So, camera, capture, Q&A, screen share. Yes, I would like to screen share. So, I will choose... this might get weird. I'm going to cancel that until I switch to a different page. So I'm going to go to this page. I'm going to pull that separate and see if that makes a difference. Okay, so there's one page. Let me see if I can do this screen share. Screen share. This one, yes. Start screen share. Okay, so this is what we will be filling in today. So these are the 7 circles. And as I mentioned, that's just an epiphany that came to me on the father's 4th anniversary of him passing. So many of you, if you followed any of the videos that I do, I'm a big proponent of happiness. I'm a big proponent of joy, adventure, and passion. And I'm a big proponent on 3 main things that mean success to me. So that middle big triangle that you're looking at, let's go around the outside border of that triangle. That is success. So my teachings will share this in many videos that I've done, and I'll share it with you right now. So the bottom, the base of that middle triangle, I feel health. Health is the base of that triangle of success. Now the left side of the triangle is relationships, and the right side of that triangle are finances. So health, relationships, and finances. In my opinion, it's not all about the bank account. And I have far too many friends that have huge bank accounts and their health is far from ideal. And I have several friends that are similarly have large bank accounts, but their relationships aren't necessarily where they would desire them to be. So I feel it's that combination of those 3 elements, your health, relationships, and finances. If you put time and energy towards each of those each and every day, it will continually improve your health, your relationships, and your finances. So what I generally ask myself each day is, what am I going to do to improve my health? What am I going to do to improve my key relationships? And what am I going to do to improve my finances? So that's the middle triangle right here. And just let me know, can you see my cursor? Like when I'm showing this middle triangle, my cursor's going around it. Can you see that? Or am I the only one that sees the cursor? So just type in the chat there if you can see my cursor. All right. So that's the middle triangle. Now let's talk about health, this base right here. So health, if we go down, I feel health can be broken into three areas as well. So the area at the bottom of the page, this triangle right here is health. And I break health into spiritual, mental, and physical. So it can be spiritual slash emotional, mental, and physical. So in our health, you have to have a healthy body, you have to have a healthy mind, you have to have some type of feeling of purpose, some type of feeling of meaning. Okay, thanks, Brian, Angela, and Heather, and Ashton. No, okay, so you can't see it. Great. That's good to know. Like I said, thanks for hanging with me because I'm new to this. But I'm going to go away from this and go back to the live. So I'm going to turn this off, I think. All right, what's that? Okay, there we go. Cool. So I'll talk about it while you're looking at the triangle. Let's see. Okay, so we talked about health, relationships, and finances, and the bottom of that, the triangle is spiritual slash emotional, mental, and physical. All right, if we go over to relationships, I feel relationships can be broken into three areas. Your personal, professional, and social relationships are key. And obviously, love falls into whichever one. A lot of people lump that into personal, but you know, that's a very key component to success. And actually, let me just spin this, and you can possibly see what I'm looking at is my whiteboard. I'll see if I can make this happen haphazardly. All right, so there is the filled out version that I'm looking at to share this epiphany with you. I'll move back over here since I am doing this hangout kind of impromptu. I did dress up for you, if you notice here, got my tie on. But so relationships, your personal, professional, and social. And your finances, I broke down into today money, tomorrow money, and your contribution, a way of giving back, a way of planning for the future type of thing. So that is, in a nutshell, my key definition or defining of the main triangles. And then I have triangles that are to each of the corners. And I like to break it into simplicity of three things that I strive for in my life are joy, adventure, and passion. And I always try to be impromptu. I always try to follow things that give me joy, give me a sense of adventure, and give me a sense of passion. And then also it revolves around love, peace, and happiness. So that's the other triangle there. And the final triangle, the seventh triangle, are basically three components that all of us as humans in this experience seem to have. And this was shared with me from one of my key mentors that Brian is aware of. So we all have a sense of survival. So our survival needs to be first and foremost. And if that's not being the case, and if we feel threatened, that's the majority of our time and focus is going to be on surviving, right? Then we also have the need for exploration, always exploring. And when we get in a funk or are feeling out of alignment or feeling without purpose, generally we're not exploring. Maybe stuck in our comfort zone, we're maybe stuck in our mind. But when we go out and explore, great things seem to occur. And then the third thing that we as humans experience and need is consistency on many different levels. So consistency meaning that when we take a step, the floor is still there, the walls are there, you know. Consistency on that level, but also habits and also consistency spread out through every aspect of life. And the ironic thing that Tony Robbins teaches is we also have a need for inconsistency. So it's kind of a fun dichotomy. But that is my first explanation of those seven triangles, which I showed you, and I can show you once again here. Start screen share. So, success, health is the middle one. It all boils down to health, relationships, and finances. And nothing is static in this life. One thing that's constant is change. And I always like to focus on, like I mentioned, joy, adventure, peace, and health, relationships, and finances. And I love, and what gives me that joy, adventure, and passion is assisting others and opening their eyes to their purpose and opening their eyes up to their passion. That gives me a lot of passion. So let's see here. Yes, and absolutely. And let me just clarify. Let's see here. So I'm looking over at the comments now. So Tracy, next time have your visuals up front since it's a visual exercise and we want to take notes. It would be nice to see it. Absolutely. And one thing that I am, some people like, some people dislike, is very impromptu, very spur of the moment. So this was something that was not planned in great detail. It was like, hey, I'm kind of chilling today after a fun night last night. I know a lot of people are around not having to go to work and or in that same chill mode, so I figured, hey, let me test out Webinar Jam. Let me fill the promise that I made to share these seven triangles, and let me just have some fun and let's go hang out. So here we are. One thing that I probably will do on the next hangout, obviously, is more preparation, but probably also have another person to speak with as a moderator, because that would be pretty cool to have someone to bounce ideas off of, chat with, and things like that. And it's difficult. For my first time looking at the chat and the public chat. So note to self when doing this and actually trying to sell something or actually trying to have a call to action, I would want to have someone reading and replying to the comments so that the topic and the training can stay on course and the people's comments are being acknowledged. So yes, Tracy, absolutely. I will have a lot more of that in upcoming webinars. And this is the first one, so thank you for joining and having some fun. And I'll answer some other feedback from the comments here now and then go into another couple quick topics that I feel may be important and helpful to you in taking your results and your life to the next level in 2014. So, Mike, the whiteboard shot was cool. Yep. Thank you. Angela, we don't see the triangles. Cool. Could be a 60-second delay with Hangouts. Okay, that's a good point as well. As I said, not too familiar with the Hangouts and/or the Webinar Jam, so testing this out, I'm going to find some nuances. I'm going to find some patterns that occur, and one of those will be a little delay. So if I ask a question, I'd have to wait a little while to see your reply in the comments. So that's a good thing to know. So let me try something here. There's a poll question. Poll question. Do you have Webinar Jam also? Yes? No. And I'll make it public and I'll start the poll. So I just asked a poll question in the comments there. So see if you can, I don't know if you have to click the polls to see it or it's appears in your chat, but let me know. That would be nice to know if that poll came to you in your feed, or do you have to click on polls? So either way, I just put a poll question in there. Go ahead and check that out. Put your answer in there, and click vote. And then at the end, I said make results public at the end of the poll. So you're going to be able to see the poll for yourself. And now I am in here looking and seeing the attendees that we have. Very cool. And there are certain things. Oh, wow. Pretty cool. Create a new offer on the fly. Wow. Okay. Cool. Go subscribe or go subscribe to my YouTube channel. Okay. So I'm going to put a fly. This is on the fly. Go now. And this is just testing out Webinar Jam. So appreciate you hanging out. And let's see, open a new tab. Okay. Display offer. So who knows? Oh, there it is. Okay, pop-ins. Go subscribe to my YouTube channel. I didn't have an image, so we'll see how that goes. But that's pretty interesting. Okay. Polls. So we'll see how many people have Webinar Jam. And then I'll jump into a little bit of a training on what I did this morning and how and what I'm doing to make this my best year yet. And there's a couple little tips and tricks that may be beneficial or may be something new to you. One thing that I will say, and it was kind of nicely regarded yesterday, was I put a blog post together with a video. So if you go to tombeal.com, you'll see a video there where I shared the two best books plus some lessons learned in 2013, and got a few comments on there. So 23 comments right now, and other people shared some of their best books and best app recommendations. So that's kind of a cool thing that you can check out at tombeal.com. And I will shortly transfer over to show you what I did this morning. All right, so I'll jump to that right now. So here we go. So this is something that my good friend Jeffrey Gitomer, number one best-selling sales author of all time, told me in 2001. He said, don't go buy audiobooks. He's like, create your own audiobooks and then listen to those over and over again. And that was reinforced when I worked with Rich Sheffrin. Rich actually makes it a practice of reading great sales copy into a recording device and then listening to it over and over and over again. And it ingrains and it helps him write his copy better at a higher level. So I learned it from Jeffrey Gitomer first, and then it was reinforced by Rich Sheffrin in the last couple of years. The power of reading stuff that is really heartfelt to you into a recording device and then listening to that. And with Rich's help, I've learned how to listen to that at higher speeds. So 2x, 3x, up to 4x, and 5x. So 400, 500%, depending on what the topic is. So reading is my secret habit that I'm disciplining myself to make sure that I do it on a daily basis. I do it because I love it so much pretty regularly, but then it's kind of like hot and cold. Sometimes I'll be on a roll where I'm reading a lot, and other times there'll be a break where I'm not reading that much. And generally, kind of like working out for your body. When you're on a roll, the body in motion stays in motion. So when I'm reading, I tend to stay in that mode. So this morning I got up and here are my four secret books. Since you're here today, I haven't shared these with anybody publicly, but these are my books that are going to help me with my reading habit and discipline and also help me take my goal of being a better person tomorrow than I was yesterday, or being a better person today than I was yesterday on a continual basis. If I can do one thing to improve myself, each and every day you wake up a month from now, 3 months from now, a year from now, a whole different you. So that's what I'm looking forward to do this year. So here are my secret collection of books that I will be reading on a daily basis in addition to other books. And let me explain that. So this one here is a daily devotional book. So this is God Calling, The Power of Love and Joy That Restores Faith and Serenity in Our Troubled World. And this has passages for each and every day of the calendar. So today, January 1st, that's that page. And then some of the pages have, multiple days. So as you get into February, you got that little section there. And I've read this for most of last year, only missed a couple days of it, but it's quite a mind opener and helps me stay on track. Another one that I found on my shelf is A Daily Inspiration for the Purpose-Driven Life, which obviously by Rick Warren has made a huge impact in the religious community and outside of the religious community of people are looking for purpose. And this helps with that. So these are daily passages as well. Then this is a book that was on my shelf. This is 365 Meditations by Napoleon Hill. So this is a daily thing once again. So as you get here, January, traits of character. So today's was about dependability. Doing what you say when you say you'll do it, being a dependable person, simple yet valuable insights on a daily basis. Now, this is the one that many people have tried and many people have failed. This one here is by the one and only Og Mandino, and this is called The Greatest Secret in the World. Now, this is something that takes a challenge of 10 minutes a day for the next 45 weeks. So it's a 45-week process. But he says he guarantees if you follow this for the 45 weeks, doing it 10 minutes a day, that your income will at least double or triple. But he warned, he said, your money is wasted. And, I mean, he hits you right square in the mind and the heart. Like, look, your money has been wasted. Let me read a little bit of this to you. So the money spent on this book has been wasted. Whether someone who cares for you, who wants you to make it big, who perhaps even loves you, gave you the greatest secret in the world, or whether you purchase it yourself, the money has been wasted. The money has been wasted unless you're willing to accept and try a plan which has already worked for thousands of others. The money has been wasted unless you have the guts, the persistence, and the willpower to follow the plan through to its fruition. The money has been wasted unless you are willing to give the plan just 10 minutes of your time each day and work of your work week for 45 weeks. If I were a Nick the Greek type odds maker, I'd say the odds were about 75 to 1 against your letting this system for doubling or tripling your income within a year help you as much as it can. But I'm different, you remind me. Really? And he goes on, he just runs and tells it how it is. Like, yeah, you may say you're different, but good luck. And guess what? I've attempted to do this a couple times and failed. So it's true. Like, even people with great discipline, it's a commitment. So I'm looking forward to following through with it for the next 45 weeks. That's pretty cool. And then the main secret that I started out with is reading into an audio recording device. So what I did, let me see if I find it here. Yep. So I read into my iPhone, and let me just show you an example here. So I go into voice memos, and you can see there a lot of, let me see if you can, it won't focus in. Too bright. All right. There's a lot. So I read The Greatest Secret in the World, Chapter 1, into the audio today. I can listen to it over and over, and I'm going to read each chapter into my audio. I read the purpose-driven daily thing and recorded that as well. I read Napoleon Hill, January 1st, into this. I read The God Calling, January 1st, into this. And you know, that's a trick that Jeffrey Gittimer taught me and Rich Sheffrin solidified, and that's one of my secret sauces is to my improvement. So now when I'm in the car and for the longer chapters, and especially for the Og Mandino one, the 10 minutes a day requires you to read one of the scrolls in the morning and the evening. So I'll be able to also listen to them. So it's a way to ingrain it into your mind. And just like you and I have memorized thousands of songs by artists throughout the world, when you listen to this repeatedly, you can then memorize those words. And just like I shared that Rich has basically memorized many top sales letters because he's listened to them over and over and over again, and that helps him word his message properly and understand the flow of how and where it needs to be and go to deliver that value in such a manner. So those are some tricks that I haven't shared with many others, but you have been here to kick off 2014 the right way, so I'm sharing that with you. Hopefully that's helpful. And let me see. Let me see the public chat now. So let's see. Oh, wow, there's quite a few. Looks good so far. Ron, hey, Ron, what's up, man? Best regards and all the best from the Netherlands. All right, Kleis, very nice. Cool, welcome. Your offers are showing in the feed before we hear you saying anything about them. Interesting. Aha, okay. Okay, that's cool. And like I said, thank you for sharing this feedback because this is my first experience with Webinar Jam, and I greatly appreciate you sharing this because that's nice to know. So when you post an offer, it's going to be a delay before people hear what the offer is. So that's kind of interesting. Hadn't thought about that. Let me go back to the polls. I'm going to end the poll, and let's see here. Okay, so 30% have Webinar Jam, and 70% don't have Webinar Jam. So let me know if you can see that poll status, because it says it's going to make the results public at the end of the poll. Heading out? My girlfriend heading out. Cool. All right, so that's pretty cool. And let's see what else we got here. I'm going to read some more comments. So that's good to know. Thanks for letting me know that. Your offers are showing in the feed before we hear you say anything about them. All right. Came automatically in polls. Did select polls. Okay. While you were talking, before you asked, it popped up and I answered with a click. Okay. A poll popped up in your feed and you clicked yes or no. Okay. Because we saw the poll before you mentioned it. Okay. That's cool. That's good to know. So these are good things to know. When you're hosting your Webinar Jam and or doing a Google Hangout, which I'm not sure what if polling and things like that are capable in the normal Google Hangout. But with Webinar Jam, these are great things to know. So it would be something that you'd want to talk about well in advance before you post the poll. So you'd want to have that description, and you want to set the frame of what to expect, and then put the poll in so the wording is there and they can hear what's coming and know what to expect versus a poll just showing up, right? And similarly about an offer. So these are great insights for each and every one of us who will be using this down the road. The shirt is fantastic. Thank you. Yep, I dressed up for you guys. Yep. Let's see. Promise fulfilled. Excellent, my man. Good deal. Good to see you here, Alan. Tracy, yep, next time. So I got there already. Great idea to do it today. Yep. Cool. So I'm loving it. Now, some takeaways for me using Webinar Jam and using Google Hangouts. So that's great insights to be reminded of the delay. So in the future, and I'm going to make a note on paper, so if you're like me, my mind gets a little slippery as I get older, I'm going to write it down. If I ever make a promise and you see me not write it down or put it in my iPhone, it's going to be forgotten. You know, things just happen, right? So I'm going to have to make a note that when preparing to put a poll out or preparing to have an offer come out, there needs to be talk much more in advance, go off onto another topic, and then lead into the offer with about 30 to 60 seconds, then post the offer, then post the poll so that you, as the viewer, have a flawless experience and aren't just like, what the heck is this that came up? So I'm going to go in here and remove that offer. Cool. All right, Ellen, it says there's a footer there. Okay, cool, footer overlay. Tom Beal, Happy New Year, hang out with Tom Beal. Okay, so you can change that. That's pretty cool. All right. So that delay thing is pretty neat. The other takeaway for me is, there's a couple. I would want to have another administrator on board with me, probably to bounce around some chat, meaning discussions, and also someone to monitor the chat and... I'm trying to think how maybe a Skype window open or something else to notify, because it is like I'm staring at the camera on this MacBook Pro, and doing that to give you my attention and give my focus while I'm training is one thing, but to look over to the side is difficult. Now, I imagine that if I did have slides prepared, the slides would be showing, and I could be training, not having to look and give you the attention in the camera, and staring over there at the comments. Nice tie. Thanks, Ron. You know, I dressed up for the occasion. It's pretty cool. Short sleeve t-shirt, tie. I like it. That's my deal. All right. So, yeah, so I'm thinking if I had slides and was doing this, I could probably pay more attention to the comments, not paying attention live to the screen here. The other thing is... playing around, it looks like there's huge amounts of options for Google Hangouts. So you saw screen share. What else do we have here? Control room, Hangout toolbox, Google Effects. Oh, yeah. So this is downloading an app. Oh, here we go. So Google Effects, I mean, if you want to play around, you can probably do some weird stuff. This is probably just playing around with, like, if you have like a community or something, you want to have some fun, there's all sorts of neat little things that you can use and do. So that's for real right there. That usually follows me around anyhow. All right. So that's pretty interesting. So there's a lot of options that come with Google Hangouts. So let me go back to, Webinar Jam. Okay, I'm going to put a poll in here. Have you done a Google Hangout before? Yes or no? Okay, so I'm going to put a poll, and I just typed it in. So I'm going to put start the poll, and then you can click your answer there. All right. Cool. So here we are, 2014. If you're like me, it's hard to believe that we've come 2014. I was hanging out. First of all, I had a great time last night. I hope you had an awesome time and a safe time and fun and all that good stuff, and spent time with some people that you love and are friends with and all that good stuff. But I had a blast last night. And then on the way home, my girlfriend has a friend she works with that was having a party. So we went to this party on the Intercoastal, and this pull up, and this thing looks like it's on the needs to be on that like MTV Cribs or something. And we walk in, there's a lot of people there and whatnot. But so we're hanging out, and these kids, these are like kids, right? So they're like, somehow the conversation came up like, so what year were you born? I'm like, 1986. What do you think? Because they were born, oh yeah, I was born like 88, 89. I started laughing. I said, nah, man, I'm 41 years old. I was born in 1972. So I was like the oldest person at that place, but it was a fun time to stop in for a little bit. Anyhow, that was just an aside, but sharing some insights of what happened last night. Checking over here, Agmandino is the greatest book is the greatest salesman. Agmandino book is the greatest salesman. Yeah, this one is a trilogy. So this one is all three of his books. So it has The Greatest Salesman in the World, The Greatest Secret in the World, and The Greatest Miracle in the World. The Greatest Secret in the World is the one that requires you to do it for 45 weeks. So that's the one that the hard commitment that very few people can continue and dedicate 10 minutes a day, but when they do, he guarantees it will double or triple your income at least. So, it's easy to do, but easier to not do. And most people, when they have that option, choose the easier not to do. So I challenge you, if you're here, let's make it happen. So Ron Douglas raises hand, right? Charlotte, what is the offer? There's no offer here. This is just a hangout. So I don't have any offer. I just wanted to, there's a couple reasons why I did it today. One, just chilling. Two, I want to see if I could put words together. I killed a few brain cells. It was too much fun last night. And three, I wanted to test out the Webinar Jam software. I wanted to play around with the Google Hangout. And I also wanted to share the definition of the seven triangles. So let me just show you something here. So I took a picture and uploaded it. You can do a screenshot of this that I'll show you here shortly. Let me do a screen share. So if you want to remember the definition that I had for each of the sides of the triangle, you'll probably have to write your own notes because I used my left-handed chicken scratch, which is not easy for everyone to read. It's easy for me to read. So it's kind of written in code, per se. But that is the written out example of, let me see if I can zoom in a little bit. There we go. Zoom in. Whoops. A little bit too much. Let me see how I can do this here. Interesting. All right. There we go. So let me see if that... Okay, yeah, so there you go. Let me do a quick, oops, it cut off the top one. Got to zoom down a little bit. All right. So for the quick recap, just so you can see, so the main triangle is all about success, and I feel success is about the three things, health, relationships, and finances. The one thing I don't have written in here that I did add to it after I created this was in the middle of that main triangle where it says success and it shows, you know, the guy in health and love and money, right? Health, relationships, and finances. And the inside, I believe that there's only three things we as human beings can control. And I put those on the inside. So the bottom inside one, so on the above health, only three things we can control are our thoughts, our words, and our actions. So I put thoughts as the base, because the thoughts determine the words that we choose to speak internally and externally, and our actions, what actions we take or don't take, all revolve around our thoughts. That's our thoughts create exactly everything that we have right here, right now. Everything you have right here, right now is based upon your thoughts from years ago that have led to today. And the thoughts that you choose to think and the words that you choose to say or not say internally and externally, and the actions you choose to take or not take will determine wholeheartedly where you'll be next month, next year, in the next 5 years. That's something that I truly believe and know to be true. So that's the middle triangle, health, relationships, and finances. Then in health, I feel there's three components to that. And when I first wrote it, I put physical, mental, spiritual. I've since changed it to have physical not be the base, but have spiritual and mental, I'm sorry, spiritual slash emotional as the base of health. So there needs to be some, I feel that we're not human beings having a spiritual experience. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. So there needs to be, whatever that means to you, to have some type of meaning that you know to be true. It gives you that emotional stability, you know, and that is, I feel, the core of health. And then you need to have your mental and physical health as well. And so I put spiritual and emotional as the base, mental as the left, because that's where our thoughts come from, and they need to be clear and on point. I've had friends that had lost their mental capacity, you know, had went a little insane, and that's kind of a scary thing to witness, and I witnessed that. And then physical, we got to take care of our physical bodies, you know, and that's based upon how we sleep and how we move and what we ingest, what we eat. So that's, once again, another triangle of what it takes to have physical health. To the left, relationships, that triangle over to the left of relationships is personal, professional, and social. And you need to know who your people are personally, professionally, and socially that you need to enhance relationships with, need to begin relationships with. And all of life, in my opinion, boils down to answering four separate questions. What do I need to do more of? What do I need to do? What do I need to start doing? What do I need to do less of? And what do I need to stop doing? And so in your personal, professional, and social life, are you putting the proper deposits of time, of energy into those key relationships? Because time equals love, right? Time equals what the deposits are in relationships. And if you aren't putting them in properly, you can't expect them to be growing. And there's nothing stagnant in your health, relationships, and finances. Nothing stays stagnant. It's either improving or declining based upon the actions that you choose to take, which revolve around your thoughts, your words, and your actions, right? So over to the finances. And this one, I'm not totally sold on this one yet. I'm working on some clarity. If you have any ideas, let me know. But in finances, I put the today and tomorrow money is how I break down business. Like, there's activities that we do that put money in our pocket within 30 days. Like, because the bills come, if you noticed, every 30 days. And sometimes they come quicker than you want, right? They just keep showing up. They don't take breaks. So you have to have the today money in place to keep those lifestyle expenditures under control and paid and keep your lifestyle to where it needs to be. Then you have your tomorrow money. Those are the bigger projects. Those are the ones that are nice lump sums of cash, which are always good to have in motion, because it's cool to have the today money systems in place so you know you can count on X amount of money each month by doing what you're doing from the systems you have for the today money. But then you also have certain projects that have a chance. And none of us have a crystal ball, so we don't know if that's going to come to fruition and be the big windfall that we're hoping. But we have our best hypothesis. We put our best foot forward to try to ensure that it has a great propensity for success. So that's the tomorrow money projects. And you put step-by-step motions in place each and every month with timelines, with deadlines, so that you can have the best chance of success. And those are great because you have your today money in place, and then you get a nice cash inflow from the tomorrow money projects that work. And some tomorrow money projects are just money and time spent, and they don't necessarily break even, and many can be a loss. And that's just part of that entrepreneurial journey. Like I said, none of us have that crystal ball. So I believe in the today and tomorrow money sides of that triangle. The right-hand side can contribution, in essence. As you can see, I crossed off a couple things in the upper right-hand triangle. I just that third one, I don't know if contribution solidifies or shares in one word exactly how that needs to look. But I feel there's more. Hard to explain, but when you are someone that sees bigger than just in your own home and in your own family, but you're able to contribute to other things, and that's all based upon your own beliefs and where you want to contribute. But there are ways that just adds to your fulfillment and adds to your success and adds to your results. It's pretty cool how that works. So I'm still looking to see what that word could be for that third part of the financial triangle up there. And then to the bottom right diagonal, the bottom right side there, those are the three things that we as humans need, or all of us experience. So we all have that need for survival, and that takes first priority when we have threats that are coming at us and we don't know like where we're going to get shelter or where we're going to have food, and et cetera, and take care of our loved ones. So survival is the first and foremost. Then we have exploration and consistency. So when we have a good exploration and we have good consistency, that feels like a good, that's a good thing to accomplish. To the far left, I always feel that everything, love is the basis, man. I feel love solidifies it all. Love, peace, happiness, you know, sound like a 70s hippie or something like that, but that's another triangle that I feel is vital. And then up to the top, I live my life with joy, adventure, and passion. So that's one that's kind of a variable for you, and it's something that I actually came to understand. Those were my three driving forces by spending a lot of time with Brendon Burchard. Was it 2012. So spending a lot of time with Brendon in 2012, right when his book, The Charge, came out, I was able to define that those are my three defining. Every day I'm doing stuff that gives me joy, adventure, and passion. And that's me personally, but that top triangle is more for you to discover, like I discovered through the process that, for me, I found in Brendon Burchard's book, The Charge. So that's a brief summary of those seven triangles. Let me jump over to the comments here and see what we have. Charitable, giving, paying it forward. Yes, yeah. Thanks, Angela. Those are some good summaries of what that could be. I can only listen. I watch on iPad. No schemes or anything. Okay. Yeah, no schemes that I'm aware of. Just sharing some good information, having some fun, hanging out with some good friends here. Jim, maybe pay it forward includes giving. Cool. That's a good possibility. Heather, actually, I like how you've broken down financial, particularly the contribution part. Really, when it boils right down to it, why else are we here but to ultimately contribute? Finance is one of the ways to do that. Yeah, great point, Heather. Kleiss, love the Four Agreements. Read it today. Thanks for the tip. Awesome. Very cool. That is a powerful book. And if you go to my blog, tombeal.com, you'll see a video that I did sharing two of my favorite books from 2013. One was The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And real quickly, The Four Agreements are be impeccable with your word. Always be impeccable with your word. So be a man or a woman of your word. Do what you say when you and similar to what I read today in Napoleon Hill's thing, be dependable. Be impeccable with your word. Second one is don't take anything personally. Third one is don't ever take anything personally. Third one is don't ever make assumptions. You know, trying to think and figure it out. Just ask, right? Just share it in a manner that is following being impeccable with your word. And the fourth one is always do your very best. So those four agreements are awesome. I love it. And the other book was I Dare You by William Danforth. And that book is just as hard-hitting as the Ogmandino thing that I read for you here. He hits it real hard in the face, like, step up, man. You're here. Your time is limited. Go for it. Dream big. Take massive action. Help others. You know. And he really contributed. That book inspired the heck out of me. I misspoke when I recorded that video on my blog. My mother didn't give it to me in 2006. She gave it to me in 1996 for Christmas. And then I recently refound it when I was up in New York visiting my kids. It kind of like jumped out at me. I was in a box, not looking for a book, and there it was, and I knew I needed to read it again. I'm very thankful that I did because it was very impactful. And I have it now on my iPhone app, Audible, that I listen to that over and over and over again. The I Dare You audio at 3x speed, and I also listen to The Four Agreements at 3x speed. I will say, when you listen to The Four Agreements, there's only one part that kind of makes me say, what? You know, like, when I write a book, I'll make sure not to reference this. He compares Forrest Gump to, like, he's given an example of, like, how to live, and he explains Forrest Gump and how everything just seemed to work out, which it does, but it's a darn movie. You know, of course it works out however the writer of the movie wants it to work out. So that's the only part that kind of shook me. Like, why did they compare Forrest Gump as, like, just whatever, I forgot what he was describing, but, you know, take Forrest Gump. He just did stuff, and it worked out for him. I'm like, yeah, but it's a movie. So that was my only thing, that every time I hear it on my audio, I'm like, man, that part just doesn't resonate with me, but the other parts are absolutely phenomenal. And see if you feel that way when you get to that part. Like, well, duh, it always works out. He's a damn movie character, right? So, but it's funny. Let's see here. Not shit shot. Ah, don't know what that is. Oh, shot. Should I see something else than a static shit of Tom? Hopefully there's more than that. And thank you for clarifying. Not shit shot, Gerda. That is funny. Ashton, you're welcome. Let's see what other comments we have here. Huh. By the way, we can see everyone's comments in chat. That's kind of cool, and that's good to know. So thank you for pointing that out, Angela. Like I said, one of the points of today's Hangout was to figure out the ins and outs of Webinar Jam, you know, Mike Filsaime and Andy Jenkins' product, which I'm loving right now. But there are a couple things that I've learned through this test that are going to be very helpful. And now I can see as an admin, I can reply, delete, or ban each person. So that's kind of interesting. So right away, that's good to know. So I and or any other administrators, so any admins. So I would want to have an admin here replying to the key chats. And if certain people start to get out of line, you know, trust me, I've done numerous live stream events with thousands of people. And some people come in with an agenda not to learn, but to steal that audience that you have put together and post, you know, URLs and post things to pull people away. And you have to have someone monitoring that. So this is not a sale. This is not anything that where I need the monitoring. I'd get a kick out of it if someone came in here. It'd be fun. You know, most of you are great friends. Only a couple that I don't know really, really well. So. I appreciate you hanging out. So I guess I will say this. I'm going to wrap up here shortly. What questions would you have for me? And everyone can see it, but you can send just to me. So what questions would you like to ask me since we're here hanging out on New Year's Eve? And I'll be wrapping it up shortly, so it won't go past 4. So quickly enter in any questions that you have. Can be funny, can be personal, can be professional, whatever. Can be about the 7 triangles. Can it be about my tie, can be about my headsets, my long hair, whatever is on your mind, shoot over your question, and I will be sure to answer. Now, there's probably going to be a delay, which I learned here. So if I look right now, I won't see any. So that's another thing to remember when you're hosting something live. When you ask for that interaction, there's the delay, and then you look over it, and then you'll see stuff. But let me go in and end the poll. Poll ended. Okay. Have you done a Google Hangout before? 45% said yes. 55% said no. So that's cool. Thanks for coming and hanging out. The cool part is it's live. The other cool part is it's interactive. You know, let's go back to marketing for a bit. Let's put our marketing hat on, our entrepreneurial hat on. My background was in sales, and the absolute best scenario for a sales presentation is face-to-face. You and I sitting face-to-face, I can read your body language, I can read your emotions. You know, there's more to communicating than just the words. Right here, unfortunately, all I can see is your text. So as you have witnessed, I'm sure, in your personal life, text messaging can be something that assumptions can be made. We talked about the 4 agreements. Never make assumptions. Well, in text messages, you can't see emotionally if I'm smiling when I sent the text message, if I'm joking, if I'm serious, if I'm mad, if I'm angry, and or your significant other and or your business partners. And you can sit there trying to interpret and make assumptions with a text. And you could misinterpret what the intent was through just text. So this isn't the ideal scenario, but it does have something that's close to that, which is feedback. So you have the ability to ask your questions to me. You have the ability to answer polls. You have the ability to get answers from the people that are here listening to you, watching your Google Hangout, which you can do just through Google Hangout and or through Webinar Jam. I'm loving Webinar Jam. It's pretty darn slick. So this is a really good opportunity for you to not just do a video sales letter, to do a live event. You get to see me. You get to see my facial expressions. You get to see slides. If I were to have thought of this earlier, I could have put together some slides, and you could be watching the slide presentation, and et cetera. So pretty cool. Okay, let's see some questions. So I'm going to answer some questions. If you haven't asked a question, you have one, go ahead and post your question in the box there. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to ask another question. Right now you see that I have my headset in. I'm not doing this because I know better. I just didn't want to have any feedback or anything like that. So let me do a test. I'm going to take this, I'm going to unplug this headset and ask if you can still hear me clearly, or if it bogs down. Like, can you hear me more clearly now, or when I take the headset off, are you going to be able to hear me clearly on that? All right. So I'm now talking without the headset, so there's going to be a delay. So let me know over in the chat if you can still hear me clearly, or if it was better with the headset on, or there's no difference. My guess is it may be no difference, but that's just a guess. So I appreciate your feedback. Let me know, do I need to keep the headset on or not? And the other reason why I thought to keep it plugged in is if I had a Skype open or if I had Facebook open and those dings happen, I don't know if that would probably, the audio that comes from the speakers without the headset plugged in probably will be able to be heard from you. And I wasn't sure if that would be distracting or anything like that. So I'll plug these back in just for the meantime and wait to hear what you
and I'll answer some questions. So Alan, you on the cruise this year?
Yes, in a couple weeks we'll be on the cruise. Excited about that. So it's going to be a good time, and always a blast. So I know this one's going to be the best one yet. So I look forward to seeing you there. Alan, I guess I should ask, are you going to be on it? I'm pretty sure you are. Better audio with headset. Thanks, Brian. But it's still clear. Okay, cool. Good to know. With headset, it's better. Good. Better with headset. Seems like you are talking from a bit of a tunnel. Okay. Very good to know. Better with headset, a bit more clear. Cool. Very good to know. So there you have it. Now, this is totally impromptu. I'm at my little stand-up desk here at my house, and, you know, what the hell, just do a little hangout. So obviously, if you have, like, a microphone or you have anything like that, that would probably work as well. Less influence of the room acoustics. Good point, David. Good. All right, so now I'll go back to the other question. Heather, what would be your best piece of advice ever received that you would like to share? Best piece of advice. And I'm just thinking, like, if I were to tell my kids, I've told them several things. So there's a couple things that I teach them that I share that say, look, most people don't know this. They go through their whole entire lives and don't know these couple things that I'm going to share with you. And if you master these, you are the master of your life. Right, so there's a couple good quotes. So one is from Henry Ford: whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. And I've shared this in a video on my YouTube channel where I was a senior in high school wrestling 119 pounds, and I went up a weight class to 126 and beat the heck out of some kid from another school. And afterwards, we'd won the whole match, and I went over to see my dad, and I heard his friend, who was a coach of another school, talking about my match, saying, Tom's going to go to states. He's going to win states this year. He's on fire. And I remember saying, in my mind, as I walked into that conversation, said, no, I'm not. I can't beat Gary Dekar. Guess who I lost to? Gary Dekar. And I didn't lose to him because of skill. I lost to him in my mind before I stepped on the mat. Because I remember distinctly, it was 0-0 with seconds left in the entire match. And I looked over at the scoreboard and said, wow, he should be beating me by now. And I let him take me down, and he won with seconds to go. So whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Taking that story forward, when I went in the Marine Corps, I wrestled 149.5 at an international level. And I beat kids, or men, I beat men that had, I had no
On paper, I had no chance of beating. Where did I beat them? I beat them in my mind. I would prepare myself and say, look, I don't care if these people have never been beat. They're losing today. They don't know what they're up against. They don't know the preparation I've put myself through, the decades of preparation. They're losing today. It's their unlucky day that they're matched up with me. I beat people that I had no business beating because in my mind, I beat them. Not by skill, not by, it was just determination and mind of choosing to do what it takes to win. And in business and in bike riding and in all the success that I've had, it's a mental game. Your mind determines, and that goes back to the three things that we can control. Only three things in this entire life. What we choose to think, what we choose to say, and what we choose to do or not do. So our thoughts determine our future, which leads to the other quote. We become what we think about most of the time. We become what we think about most of the time. And the most of the time is not like sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. No, what we think about most of the time, what we spend time on thinking becomes reality. What happens in this world is the news and the propaganda really sucks you into this vortex of negativity and fear. And if you focus on that, you'll have a lot of negativity and fear. But even when times are difficult, you can recognize there's lessons there and you know that this too shall pass. And you get clear on what you want. So that's the other step. Get clear on what you want. Most people are stuck in mediocrity because they don't have a clearly defined destination that they're searching to attain. They are at the buffet of life, and they haven't chosen anything. They'll just take whatever is handed to them. You need to be choosy. You need to get clear on what you want from life. That's just my thing there. So readers are leaders. You need to begin reading. And if you don't know where to start, start with the two books that I mentioned on my blog at tombeal.com. I mentioned The Four Agreements, and I mentioned I Dare You, and both. That's on my YouTube channel as well. If you go to tombeal.tv, you'll see my YouTube channel. There's tons of other information that could be helpful to you. And those are just some of the points that are some secrets. And life is too short to not be, in my opinion, the three things that drive me, following a path that gives me joy, adventure, and passion. Not to say there's not chaos. Not to say there's not plans that don't go to fruition that I always am adapting and overcoming. Shit happens. Stuff happens. I have a lot of stuff that would problems that would choke a horse, but I deal with them, and I deal with them in this manner. There's only two things that you can choose to worry about, things that you can control or things you can't control. If you're worrying about something that you can't control, how ridiculous is that? You can't control it, so why worry about it? Put a plan in place and take some action that can help you control it. But worrying doesn't do any good. Or if it's something you're worrying about that you can't control, how stupid is that? Just go control it. Stop worrying about it. Focus on what you want. Put an action plan together and take immediate steps. I have my 5-step success magnet system. Vision, belief, identify and align, commitment to action, and have fun. Those are my 5 keys to all the success and all the fun stuff that I've done in my life. A clear vision of what you want is the key. Definiteness of purpose is how Napoleon Hill clarifies it. Let me go down here and see if any other questions come up. So hopefully, Heather, those are helpful. Those are just some insights that I like sharing with my kids. And do what you love. You know, find out what you really, really, really love and figure out a way how to, doing what you love, create a lifestyle around that. You know, and some people are like, well, that's impossible. Well, yeah, if you think it's impossible, darn right it's impossible. If you think, I don't want to think it's impossible. How could that be possible? What would I have to do to create a lifestyle around doing what I love? Because it's not work if you're doing what you love. It's fun. All right, so let's see what other questions we got here. Traffic and Conversion Summit. I don't think so. I think I'm going to miss Traffic and Conversion Summit. I got a lot of travel happening. Kleiss, I am looking, listening on my iPhone, but I cannot chat and look at the same time, right? I can't talk on live camera and read the chat either, so I understand what you're saying, and it's more of a functionality with that, though. So with the iPhone or iPad, you probably can either watch or chat. Good news is I don't have slides or anything like that. You're just looking at me in a stupid, fun little tie T-shirt jabbing away off the top of my head. So good to know, though, Kleiss. Thank you for sharing. Better with the headset. Cool. Still okay. Cool. Are you going to have this webinar recording on your blog? I would like to hear again about the seven triangles. Okay, cool. Good to know, Charlotte. I will be posting a replay of this. You know, who knows? It's just an initial hangout. Hopefully you've enjoyed it and got some type of value out of this. Heather, thanks, Tom. Lots of great advice. So glad we met in Uganda. Very cool. Yep, Uganda was a blast, that's for sure. That was adventure. Amazing. If you haven't seen the video of me describing that trip to Uganda, man, that was a life-changing experience. And Heather, it was amazing to experience together with all the great people that we had there. And there was a point where we almost missed the school opening. That was the purpose of us going there, was to open the school that we helped contribute to build. And man, the story is on my YouTube channel. Go check it out, tombeal.tv. It's a tearjerker, be warned. It's really good. Great way to start the year. Thanks again. Absolutely, my pleasure. So here we are, 4 o'clock. Thank you for taking your most precious asset of time and investing it here. And this was a test, and hopefully it was a test that you can walk away with at least one bit of information that can help you, you know, plant the seed so that you can choose to think about things to bring you to that next level. You can choose to say things internally, externally, that can bring you to that next level, and take or not take the proper actions. Take the proper actions and not take the improper actions to get there. Controlling the only three things that we can control: our thoughts, our words, and our actions. Hopefully, the seven triangles being described to you may have opened up an epiphany as for you as well. I think life is sold to us as being way more complex, way more complicated than it needs to be. You know, love, peace, happiness, joy, adventure, passion, you know, our health, our relationships, and our finances. None of them are static. What are you doing each and every day to improve your health? By what you choose, how you choose to sleep. You know, the discipline as an entrepreneur to get proper sleep is very important and vital. What you choose to ingest and how you choose to move, that's going to determine your physical health, which gives you the mental clarity. And then what are you doing as far as reading to improve and put the good stuff in so that you can be emotionally and spiritually at ease and in flow. All right? So don't overcomplicate life. Keep it simple. Think about your health, your relationships, and your finances. And keep me posted on any questions that come up, on any life experiences that you want my feedback on. There's tons of videos at my YouTube channel. I reply to most every comment. If I don't, it's because I somehow missed it. But my blog, the YouTube channel, I'm there. I'm accessible. Let's do this together. Let's make 2014 our best year yet. Thank you for joining me on this this nice test, and go make it happen. Here we are, January 1st, 2014. I want to see you in a whole different place. Not that anything's bad right now, but I want to see you living joyously, adventurously, and passionately. 1 year from now, you're a whole new you. The results are off the charts, and you're just rocking it, loving life. So go make it happen. Until we talk again, make today great. Bye for now.